तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
Flexible work arrangements can mean so many things. Probably the most common thing that people think about is remote working or working from home, but it can also be things like flexi time, compressed schedules, job sharing, and many more options. Flexible work, in my opinion, is only limited by the creativity that we are willing to accept what it could look like.
Uni hun Dr. Melissa Wheeler, uni Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology ma Business Administration ki senior lecturer hun. उनका अनुसार सन् 2020 अगावै घर र अफिस दुवै ठाउँबाट काम गर्ने वातावरण निर्माणका लागि एक किसिमको क्रान्तिको सुरुवात भइसकेको थियो र यसमा COVID-19 र यसले निम्त्याएको संक्रमणले वास्तविकतामा उतारिदियो। उनी तर्क गर्छन् कि अहिले परिस्थिति बदलिएको छ, घरबाट काम गर्न नदिने रोजगारदाताबाट मानिसहरू राजीनामा दिँदै हाइब्रिड कल्चर भएका स्थानमा काम गर्न खोजिरहेका छन्।
What they were being asked to do even without being there. And so I think that they grew a bit of an expectation around, well, if I proved myself and I can do it, then I should have the benefits of, you know, paying less to commute, being able to pick up my kids and those kind of things.
Dr. Wheeler, carer asakta bhayeka wa ketaketi bhayeka manisharulai working from home culture le thulo madad gareko bataunchin. स्विनबर्न युनिभर्सिटीका म्यानेजमेन्ट विषयका एसोसिएट प्रोफेसर जोन हपकिन्स घरबाट काम गर्न पाउने लचकताले कर्मचारीलाई मात्र सहयोग नगरेको भई रोजगारदातालाई पनि फाइदा पुगेको बताउँछन्।
One of the real strengths and advantages of the 4-day week is it's a flexible work arrangement which can be adopted by frontline workers. So it isn't just for those who have flexible work arrangements already, if you like, so not for those knowledge workers, those desk-bound jobs. But the 4-day week can be applied in many other environments as well. So the likes of Bunnings and IKEA, for instance, they're piloting it at the moment.
तर अब कार्यालय नै पुग्नुपर्ने अवस्था भने धेरै टाढा नभएको उनको भनाइ छ। घरबाटै फुल टाइम काम गर्न मिल्ने अवस्था अस्ट्रेलियाको केवल 30% कार्यबलमा मात्र रहेको उनले बताए, तर बाँकी 70% कामदारका लागि पनि विभिन्न खाले योजनाहरू आइरहेको उनको भनाइ छ। चार दिन काम गर्ने योजनाहरू केहीले परीक्षण गरिरहेको उनले बताए।
Companies are much more willing to try these things, and I think that employees are much more comfortable asking for these things. So it's quite an exciting time, and I think certainly things like the 4-day week, working from home, we're going to hear a lot about that in the year to come.
Australian Council of Trade Union ke adhyaksha Michelle O'Neill, युनियनले कोभिड आउनु अघि नै काम गर्ने वातावरणमा लचकता अप्नाउनु पर्ने बारेमा लडिरहेको बताउँछिन्। सन् 2023 जुन महिनामा फेयर वर्क एक्टमा आएको परिवर्तनले लचकता खोजिरहेका कर्मचारीलाई फाइदा पुग्ने उनको भनाइ छ।
In the past, they only had the right to request it. Now they've got a right to request their flexible work, but the employer has an obligation. So the employer has an obligation to either provide those arrangements or give reasons why it's not reasonable for their business to do flexible work arrangements for that worker. And the workers can take that to the Fair Work Commission if they're denied flexible work arrangements that are reasonable.
Australian Chamber of Commerce ma workplace relations ka nirdeshak Jessica Tinsley bhane fair work ko bistarit bidhan le rozgar data haru lai bhar pareko bataunchin.
Things like attending the face-to-face, you know, for mentorship, for training, for support. Those are sorts of things that really contribute to workplace productivity. So, you know, the even something like social interaction will contribute to workplace productivity. During the pandemic in particular, we saw a lot of junior professionals really losing out because they had no choice but to work from home.
Tinsley, yesle kamko pratifalma asar pugne samet bataunchin.
From our perspective, the key issue is a one-size-fits-all. So we really need to move away from a one-size-fits-all where employees, and we're seeing this increasingly, employees pushing for a universal right to work from home. And we're seeing these more and more in enterprise agreements, for instance. I think we need to be avoiding that. We need to be looking at this in a common-sense way and looking at flexible work and hybrid work in a more general sense, more practical way. And having these discussions at the workplace levels.
तर युनियनकी मिसेल ओनिल भने कानूनले मानिसहरूलाई लचकता प्रदान गर्ने भए पनि मानिसहरूलाई काममा फर्कन निरुत्साहित भने नगर्ने बताउँछिन्।
It's not just employers that see the value of connecting with the co-workers and being able to collaborate and being able to see people and socialise with people and bounce ideas off people. So that's something that workers think about and want to do as well. So it's not always a source of conflict. More, it's an issue about how to negotiate this in a way that's fair.
त्यसो भए प्रश्न उठ्छ कि रोजगारदाताहरूले काममा लचकता प्रदान नगरे कि धेरै मानिसहरूले त्यस्ता ठाउँमा जागिर छोडेर अन्त जागिर खोज्न थाल्छन् त? डाक्टर मेलिसा व्हीलर यसो भन्छिन्।
I think we're still going to see privilege play a role in the people who are able to just get up and walk away versus those who have to stay and make sure that they're going to be financially well off.
तर डाक्टर जोन हपकिन्स भने कोभिड पछाडि रोजगारदाताले पनि विभिन्न खाले योजनाहरू परीक्षण गर्दै गरेकाले आगामी दिनमा हप्तामा चार दिने काम जस्ता योजनाहरू धेरै सुनिन सक्ने आश गर्छन्।
I think since the pandemic, companies are much more willing to try these things, and I think that employees are much more comfortable asking for these things. So it's quite an exciting time, and I think certainly things like the four-day week, working from home, we're going to hear a lot about that in the year to come.
SBS News ka lagi Ruth McWill Dhillon le taiyar pareko report SBS Nepali ka lagi prastut gardai Krishna Pokhrel.
Like, share, recommend garnuhos. SBS Nepali lai Facebook ma saath dinuhos.